It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, May 12, 2021. On this date in 1937, Great Britain's King George VI was crowned in a dazzling ceremony in London's Westminster Abbey. The new king had come to the throne upon the abdication of his brother, Edward VIII, on December 11, 1936, just 3 days before his 41st birthday. Edward's coronation had been set for the following May, and it was decided to keep with the original plan. Although the music included a range of new anthems, the ceremony remained essentially a conservative affair and closely followed the pattern of George V's coronation of 1911. The pageant began with the anointing of the king, symbolizing his spiritual entry into the monarchy, and then his crowning and enthronement, representing his assumption of temporal power and responsibility. The peers of the realm then paid homage to the king. The return procession to Buckingham Palace was more than 6 miles long, making it the most extensive procession for a coronation up to that time. Crowds of people lined the streets to watch it. Over 32,000 soldiers took part, and 20,000 police officers lined the route. The coronation was commemorated by everything imaginable: coins, medals, stamps, military parades across the empire, and by numerous unofficial celebrations, including street parties and the production of memorabilia. The event was designed to be not only a sacred anointing and formal crowning, but a public spectacle, which was planned as a display of the British Empire. May 1937 included a program of royal events lasting nearly the entire month to commemorate the occasion. As a preliminary to the coronation, guests from across the empire and around the world assembled at Buckingham Palace, and official receptions were held to welcome them. Among those attending were Indian princes and, for the first time, African royalty. For the event itself, the prime ministers of each dominion took part in the procession to the abbey, while representatives of nearly every country on earth attended. Contingents from most colonies in each dominion participated in the return procession through London streets. The media played an important part in broadcasting this show of pageantry and imperialism. The coronation was an important event in the history of television, being the country's first major outside broadcast. It was also the first coronation to be filmed, as well as the first to be broadcast on radio. The ceremony appeared to run smoothly, although there were a few inconspicuous mishaps. The Archbishop of Canterbury almost placed the crown on the king's head the wrong way around. One bishop stepped on the king's train, and another concealed the words of the oath with his thumb when the king was trying to read it. And looking on, quite calmly, was a little girl, who had just recently celebrated her 11th birthday, and who would herself be the object of all this fuss just 16 years later. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for May 12th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.